USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Most computer models currently showing that Hurricane Florence is most likely to make landfall on the North Carolina coast late Thursday or early Friday. Still to the north, Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan has declared a state of emergency.
We have been in touch with utility companies, and they are taking the appropriate steps to be ready to respond to potential power outages.
And Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam ordering mandatory evacuations of some coastal sections beginning last hour.
It's too soon to know the exact track Florence will take, but all of the models agree that Virginia can expect significant impacts.
On the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, President Trump will be at the Flight 93 Memorial in Western Pennsylvania. Vice President Pence will be at the Pentagon, and they'll read the names of the nearly 3,000 people who died in the attacks in Lower Manhattan. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, hits the shelves today. It claims that White House aides sometimes ignore Trump's orders to limit the damage he can do. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying yesterday that book is making impossible claims.
It seems incredibly reckless for a book to make such outrageous claims, to not even take the time to get a $10 fact checker to call around and verify that some of these quotes were happening.
An accused Russian spy will stay in jail until her trial. At a hearing yesterday, a federal judge ruled that Maria Butina is still a flight risk. Butina is accused of working as an undercover agent for the Russian government. The Senate Judiciary Committee now set to vote on Thursday whether to advance the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Most Democrats will likely vote against Kavanaugh. They don't have the votes to block his confirmation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Protesters in Dallas calling for justice after an unarmed black man was shot and killed in his own apartment by a police officer. 100 protesters marching through downtown Dallas yesterday seeking justice in the death of 26-year-old Botham Jean. Officer Amber Geiger was arrested over the weekend. She claims she mistakenly went into his apartment and thought he was an intruder. More now on the 9/11 anniversary with some recollections of our own USA Radio correspondent Robin Walensky, who covered it in Manhattan that day.
After both buildings were down, there was this enormous dust cloud, and we were running north trying to get away from it. I remember people barefoot in the street carrying their shoes. I bumped into a woman who is absolutely frantic looking for her husband who had been at work in the North Tower, and she tells me that she heard that he was alive, and she starts walking south when I grab her arm and I beg her to stay put, when suddenly her husband, covered in white dust, plaster, and huge rings of sweat, appears in the street.
Are you okay?
Great.
I think about Gene and Chuck Mara all the time. 17 years later, this sound still so powerful, as this was the emotional reunion so many people wanted but never got.
Again, that is USA Radio's Robin Walensky with her own recollections of covering 9/11 on this date 17 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.